In our previous year, we began a discussion on the Gemara that we have here on Daf Yud Gimel, and as we mentioned, we had the same Gemara on the Avov, on the Shulchan Aruch, and Eben Ezer, Simen Mem Tes Sif Gimel, paskens this way, that says, Komi Shein Aboki B'Tiv Git V'Kedushin, Lo Ye Lo Esik Imoem, Lo Harispem, Shvekal Yoch Litois V'Yatis Ha'ever, V'Gorim L'Harbis Mamzerim B'Yisrael. So this opens up a discussion, as we're learning now, that you have to be very careful, particularly as the Shvus Yaakov quoted by the Piskei Tshuva says, not only should someone who's not proficient in the halachas of Gittin V'Kedushin not just paskin shailus regarding Gittin V'Kedushin, as the Taz teaches us, but the Piskei Tshuva says that the Shvus Yaakov holds that he should not even be a Masada Kedushin. There's a Shaila in the Sefer Aryeh de Be'eloi, Simen Yud Zayin, where there was a Rav who was Masada Kedushin with, and the money used for the Kedushin was money that there's a Shaila in the Paiskim if it's valid Kedushin. And that question is, should they do over the Kedushin or not? So, the Aryeh de Be'eloi says, and we quoted such an opinion in the previous year as well, that even though the Kedushin should not have been conducted that way, and actually what he's saying is, this individual should not have been a Masada Kedushin because obviously he's not knowledgeable enough in the halacha. Still, since he was a Rav and he passed in the Kedushin, the halacha is we should accept that Kedushin. It really is connected to a machloikis of the Shach and the Taz in Yoridei Simen Resh Mem Beis. The Taz holds that Chochem Shehitir, if a Rav was Matir, there is another Rav has no right to Aser. But even the Shach's opinion is the Chochem Shehitir, Rishoy Chochem Achel Aser, that even if one Rav was Matir, another Rav could disagree in Aser, still he holds that that's an Ashaila of Issa V'Heter. But when we're talking about Kedushin, and the ramifications of requiring a second Kedushin are very significant because people could start questioning the Yichus. Moreover, he says, since Kedushin is done publicly, when someone comes to ask a Rav Shaila, suggests Aryeh Be'eloi, so that's a situation that exists between the person who's asking the Shaila and the Rav. It's not something that's public. However, when we speak about a Kedushin, we're speaking about a wedding that takes place in public. And if people are going to see that we're going to require another Kedushin, it's going to be a situation of Achil Hashem, of bringing down the Kavod HaRabbonus, and therefore, if Al Pidin, the Kedushin is valid, the halacha is we don't make him do it over. On the other hand, he does point out, from here we see how important it is for the Rav to be proficient in the halachas of Kedushin and know all of the shailas and the issues before he's Masada Kedushin. The Shalos Tshuvos Petzela Chochma, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Beis, has a discussion, who has a right to choose who should be the Masada Kedushin? There's a situation where the Kalas family wants one Rav to be Masada Kedushin, And the Chassan's family want a different Rav to be Mesad the Kedushin. Who should be the Mesad the Kedushin? So he says that actually the situation has changed over the years. Because in our previous year, we quoted the Pesachei Tshuva, who says for Rabbeinu Tam that there's a Cheirim Kadmoinim, there's a rule from previous generations, going back to the time of Rabbeinu Tam, that only the Rav of the city where the wedding is taking place, or the person who was appointed by the Rav of that city, may be Mesad HaKadushin. So he says, in those days, we know that the weddings typically took place in the city of the Kalab. That's still the situation. And since in every city, it is the authority of the local Moir da Asra to be the Mesad HaKadushin, so that's why the Mesad HaKadushin was the person who was the Rav of the city where the wedding was taking place. But nowadays, or in a situation where the Chassan Kala live in the same city, so the question is, and both of them are Rabbonim in the city, and both of them are authorized to be Mesad HaKadushin, or nowadays, where city Kadushin may not necessarily belong to the Rav of that city, we're not makbid on that. Who is the one that has the right to be Mesad HaKadushin? So he says, if we really look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishos, Halacha Chaf Gimel, the Rambam says, Kol Mekadosh Isha, Beinei Dei Atzma, Beinei Dei Shliach, if somebody's Mekadosh a woman, Tzorach Levar Kodem Kadoshin, Ohu Shluchai. He or a shliach should make a bracha before the Birchas Eirusin. And so is the Halacha Gepaskent here in Eben Ezer, Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph. But the Ramah says, Yesh Oim Da'ach Mevarech, that by every wedding, it should not be the Chosen who makes the bracha, rather someone else should always make the bracha, as is our meaning. And the Beis Shmuel and Sif Katan Beis over there explains, in case you'll have a chassan who doesn't know how to make the bracha, and it'll be embarrassing that he can't make the bracha, so the minig became that always the Mesad HaKadushin, always someone else makes the Birchas Eirusin to be Moitzi the chassan. So says the Betzel Chachma, that really the one who's supposed to be making the bracha is the chassan. And the chassan is appointing the person to make the bracha on his behalf. So it should be his right to choose the Mesad HaKadushin. And he brings a very nice raya from Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega over there, in the Agos Rabbi Kivega, in Simen Lamedalit, Ois Aleph, says, let's say there are different menhagim when the Birchas Eirusin is recited. Some have the bracha before the Eirusin. First we make the bracha, and then the chassan puts the ring on the kala and says, Hareyat Mekadeshes. And in other places, first the chassan does the kedushin, and then the bracha is recited. And the Kivega discusses if the chassan is from a place where the minig is one way, and the kala is from a place that the minig is a different way. So what minig should be followed? Certainly since it's the chassan who's doing the kedushin, we follow his minig. Here too, that since it's really he, the chassan, who's supposed to be making the bracha, since it's he who's supposed to be making the bracha, he has the right to choose who should be the Mesad HaKadushin. So too does the Chelkas Yaakov in Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Tezvav Paskin, that is the right of the chosin to choose who should be the Masada Kedushin. It's interesting that I also saw that the Paiskim indicate that the father of the Kala should not take the kibud. If the father of a Kala wants to take a kibud at a wedding, he should not take the kibud of Kriyas Ksuba. Because since the Ksuba is for the benefit of the Kala, and the entire basis for the minig of reading the Ksuba is to publicize that the chosin is obligated, is obligating himself to this, is obligating himself. So since the entire purpose is for the chosin to, that the chosin is obligating himself, we're worried that the kala's father, who's obviously partial to his daughter, if he's going to read the ksuba, he may read something that isn't really there. Or he, people, even if he wouldn't do so, people may accuse him of doing so, and he shouldn't take that kibbutz. So that is a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. And that is, if someone is not, is someone allowed to take the kibbutz of Siddha Kedushin by Chosin and Kala, where there's a concern that they won't follow Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Taras, and Mishpacha. So the issue is, an issue of Ne'ivr. By being Masada Kedushin at this wedding, will they're going to be married and not follow Taras Mishpacha, is this considered Lifnei Iver? So the actual, we know that the Gemara says Masech Avodah Zarah Davov, and in other places as well, that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is only in a situation where the person cannot do the Aveira unless I helped him do the Aveira. But if he could do the Aveira without my assistance, there is no Isser of Lifnei Iver. So therefore, many Rabbonim want to suggest that if they come to a Rav to be Masada Kedushin, and he'll decline because they're not going to keep Taras Mishpacha, they could always go to a different Rav. And therefore, there is no issue of Lifnei Iver. However, there's a Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech says that this distinction that we make by Lifnei Iver, if he could do the Aveira without my assistance, then there is no Lifnei Iver. Unless, and only if he could do the Aveira because of my assistance, there's Lifnei Iver. Where is that said? That's said regarding a Nazir. A Nazir, if he could get the wine without my assistance, so even if I help him get the wine, there's no Lifnei Iver. But if he could get the wine only with my assistance, then there's Lifnei Iver. But in this situation, we're not talking, so it's the Nazir himself. Here we're talking about the person, the Masada Kedushin, being the Masada Kedushin. It's not the Nazir. And therefore, maybe there's going to be an Issa Lifnei Iver. This distinction doesn't apply. And the Issa Lifnei Iver, even if there's another Rav available, there's an Issa Lifnei Iver. But then the Rabbanan, the Paiskim suggests that there's no Issa Lifnei Iver here, because Lifnei Iver is only if, as I'm doing this act of assisting the individual, he's doing the Aveira. But when the Chosin and Kala are standing under the Chuppah, they're not being over Hilchas Taras Mishpacha at that point. The concern is, as they will live a married life, they won't keep those halachas. And therefore, that's not considered Lifnei Iver. Based on this, the Paiskim say that indeed, if there's a chosin v'kala that the kala did not go to the mikveh before the chasana, the chelkas Yaakov in chelik beis simen chaf beis, the sridei eish in chelik gimel simen chaf ches, are much more machmer. The Sridei Eish, in fact, says that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was Masada Kedushin at weddings where there was a concern that the Chosin V'Kala will not keep Hilchas Taras of Nishpacha. But even though he was Makel in that way, he would never be Makel in being Masada Kedushin at a wedding where the Kala didn't go to the mikveh before they got married. However, there are poskim that are even makel under that circumstance where the kala didn't go to the mikveh before the wedding, where there may be greater concerns arise by not being masada kedushin. But getting back to our shaila, in a situation where the kala did go to the mikveh, and the shaila is only if we're concerned that they won't keep Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, may one be a Masada Kedushin. So he says, the Paiskim suggests, let's think about this. Right now, they're doing the right thing. They're going to have a kosher wedding. The concern that they may violate the halachas of Taras Mishpacha is a suffix what's going to happen later. And since that is only, we prefer to take something which is available now, which is the right thing to do now, and not be concerned about what's going to happen in the future. The Chalkis Yaakov also says that if a reliable Rav won't agree to be the Masada Kedushin, they're still obviously anxious to get married, and they may take someone who isn't qualified to do the Siddur Kedushin, which could open up, as we're learning, all sorts of questions with Pasul Edim, with the Kedushin not being done properly. And therefore, taking that consideration, he says, is important. And since, as we're saying, it's not clear that this is a situation of Lifnei Iver, even if we'll say it's Mesayeya, so Mesayeya, the Poskim all say, is only, there's a difference between Lifnei Iver, between the Issa Lifnei Iver and the Issa Mesayeya, the Dvar Aveira. Besides the obvious difference, the Lifnei Iver is an Issa D'Oraisa, and Lifnei Iver is Issa D'Oraisa, and Mesayeya is an Issa D'Rabbanon. The other nafkamina is that Mesayeya is only if you Mesayeya B'Shas, you do the Aveira. Lifnei Iver is even before the Aveira is being done. So if the person is being Mesadik Kedushin, at that point they're not doing an Aveira. And therefore, it isn't a situation of Lifnei Iver. And the Sri De'esh in Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Zayin, takes this concept, interestingly, to question Hilchas Kashrus as well. The question was posed by a Shoichet who asked, is he allowed to shecht meat on behalf of a butcher that isn't careful to sell only meat that is properly manukkah, that they properly took off all the veins and fat that we're not allowed to eat? And the Sri De'esh says the Issa Lifnei Iver is only when you give somebody something which is actually usur. But if you give something which is really mutter, and the only concern is that he may take this item which is mutter and do an issa with this item, there is no issa lifnei iver. The only issa is issa mesayeya l'dei aveira. So we see again there's a difference between when the aveira is being done on the spot or it's going to perhaps happen later on. And therefore he says, since when this chasen and kala are standing under the chuppah And as I said earlier, we're referring to a situation that the Kala did go to the mikveh. So he says one is allowed to be Masada Kedushin on behalf of this couple.